Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tonight at Chickie's here in South Philly, the Jordan Mailata Show at 6. Me, Elliot, and Jordan. And then the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shoreparks. This week's guest is Cam Jurgens. Joining us now, as he does the day after Eagles games at 4 o'clock always, is Donovan McNabb. Donovan's call-in brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make your right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how are you feeling, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Horrible.
Damn it, Favre!
Well, yeah, it's pretty horrible.
Understandable.
Donovan, what the hell happened last night with the offense?
Everything.
What the hell?
Everything. It goes back to the conversation I had when we first started with, and I don't mean to bring this down on AJ or point it out or anything of that nature, but as the conversation kind of led after he made his tweets and encrypted, conversations or whatever it may be, the whole offense shifted into a whole new different realm. Now, we were taking shots downfield. Devontae was catching deeper balls. We were going across the middle. We were doing a lot of different things. But ever since that conversation came up of why he's not getting the ball, the offense now shifted more toward AJ, and really Devontae is like missing. I feel bad for him because I've always stressed, and I've talked about it for weeks, that he's our number one receiver. AJ Brown is our guy to get us over the hump, and Dallas Goedert is the most important piece to this passing game. Because he becomes so much of a threat when most linebackers who can't cover, who are in there to stop the run, we don't even throw to them or at least target them in the middle of the football field. We're throwing them in the flat route. And every route that we're running is all outside toward the numbers and not attacking the inside of the football field.
Well, so let me ask you this. Are they not attacking? Because they did that some last night. And we wound up with four interceptions and one that could have been. So are they not throwing in the middle of the field because the quarterback is uncomfortable throwing in the middle of the field?
That could be an issue to be raised. But like I said last week, I don't blame Kevin Fatula for this. I feel like he wants to do a lot more and wants to open up this offense. But I just don't feel he feels comfortable with the guys that he has in there to be able to do it on a consistent basis. Now, I mean, some can be said over the past couple of years, that's something that was part of the offense. But why now? Why isn't it now? And so when I look at dissecting a lot of the different plays. The one tip ball over across the middle when A.J. came on a dig route at about 12 to 15 yards, it, you know, he brought his hands up. Some could say he brought his hands down Gator style. I won't go into that, but the ball was tipped. Like, you know, that's one that I think A.J., he can catch. The one that he threw where, you know, A.J. was over the ball and it ended up being picked by the linebacker, he had the guy running down the seam open if he would have just put it out front. But it seems to me like a lot of these turnovers that we've had, the ball's going to one particular person. And it's almost like, you know, either it's going to be a catch or it's a drop or it ends up being tipped. And so I just look at where our offense is right now. Yeah, some can be said that we ran the football effectively. But let's take away that long run by Saquon. We're still back in the same situation. We couldn't really run the football yesterday either.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that was good. I mean, am I right? Like,
no, you're right.
Two yards. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying you're right. That was the question I was going to ask you, whether or not you were encouraged by what they did in the running game. You're right. It was the one big play. We still can't run in between the tackles. We get no push with the interior part of the offensive line. I think Saquon had like 8 carries for, you said, other than the big play in the second half, I think he had 7 or 8 carries for negative yardage. Like, he didn't even get positive yardage the rest of the carries in that game. I just don't know how the offense is going to be effective if that part of it is ineffective. The running game, I'm saying.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because the easiest evaluation is to talk about Jalen and his play. But I know Troy had talked about the offensive line has been doing a great job. They haven't. And the interior part of our offensive line is getting killed in the run game. And then, you know, outside, you know, Mulata's one of the best tackles in the game, but he's not having a good year. He really isn't. And so, you know, with Lane being out now, the right side seems to be doing a much better job than the left side. Mm-hmm. And so I just look at this defense. I mean, yes, we can say they were the number one ranked defense or whatever it may be, but we had the number one ranked offensive line last season. And I know injuries have crept into a lot of different situations and players and where they are right now. But it makes no sense for Saquon Barkley to be getting tackled 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It makes no sense for, like, Troy Aikman to be saying, well, he's got that cutback when the ball is supposed to be ran in the B-gap to the opposite side. He shouldn't have to cut back all the way over to the right side like he's Barry Sanders. Like, we got to get pushed up front. In our passing game, and this is the thing that I have a problem with our passing game. You can't run play action if you're not running the football. Like, it makes no sense for us to run play action, and we're not running the football. I don't know if it's Jalen. I don't know if it's the offensive staff or whatever. Get under center, man. Get under center and kind of open it up a little bit with some shotgun and pistol. But get under center, because the under center dictates what you want to do, because now you're stacking the box. When you don't stack the box and you're in shotgun, they can do exactly what our defense did to them. They can blitz the backer up the A-gap. They can blitz the backers on the outside like we were doing to Justin.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get the ball off.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, moving forward, again, you're the perfect guy to ask about this. How comfortable are you with Jalen at the quarterback position moving forward the rest of this season?
I'm very comfortable with him. But they got to come to a happy medium. Like, at this point, we're almost, and I said this to myself, you know, as I'm watching the game and just reflecting over the past couple of years, Jalen's not a guy that usually turns the football over. And usually when you have a quarterback that's consistently turning the football over and everything else seems to be going according to plan, then that's the problem that you look at. But for Jalen, when I look at the way that he plays and if he protects the football, we almost become the New York Giants when Eli was looking bad in the regular season, and then all of a sudden, come playoff time, he looked like an all-pro quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we are right now. And that's kind of how our runs have been. Our runs have been late in the season. All of a sudden, we get things going. And then all of a sudden we, you know, we find ourselves in the NFC Championship or possibly the Super Bowl. Can it end up that way? I don't know. I'm thinking positively. But right now in the regular season, we just have no answers. And I wouldn't say that doing something as far as drastically of sitting Jalen for whatever reason, they got to come to a happy medium.
You know, as just a question about the other quarterback, as someone who played some big games while you were hurt, I was wondering what you thought of Herbert's performance last night with the broken hand and getting beat up as much as he got.
Heroic. But we're built like that. Quarterbacks are built like that now. We're basically linebackers. And he doesn't.
Oh, come on. Come on, Five. Come on, man.
That's a shot at you.
Come on, man.
I mean, wait a minute. I mean, most of the quarterbacks that are playing in today's game and even when we play, we work out with linebackers. We lift it with linebackers lift.
See, now you want to tell the story about you being stronger than me. I know that's what you're trying to get
to.
Oh,
we need that story.
Yeah. He was in there, you know. Right, hey, but you wanted to, though. You used to get in there on the bench press with me and everything.
You said it. But I'm just saying. I mean, look at what Jalen's squatting. You know, yep. Justin's not a small dude. Justin's like a small forward in basketball. Like, where we are in today's game, these guys are they're tough. I mean, I love the fact that I see Justin out there battling it out with just getting surgery on Monday. I mean, look at Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones playing with a broken fibula. And he continues to play, and then he tears his Achilles.
Yeah.
Like, we're putting everything on the line for our team, and I appreciate that.
Well, listen, one of my favorite games, man, is the game you had against Arizona when you broke your ankle early in that game, got it taped up, didn't come out of the game, finished the game. I think you had four touchdown passes in that game against Arizona. Remember that game? Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I think I got defensive player of the game that game. I just wanted to bring that up.
We built different, you know what I mean?
Listen, I can admit, you may have been slightly stronger than me. Slightly. He's a big guy. He's a big guy. But I know.
How you going to throw the slightly in there, though?
Slightly. And he used to work out with us, but you weren't faster than me, though. I know that much. You could not run me, though.
See? Now we're letting the size fool you, you know?
Well, the real question for me is, who's stronger now? Today?
Well, probably him. Oh, seen Donovan? Yeah, and I would say Five is. that joke is still, he's still getting under the bar somewhere on the bench.
Absolutely.
The weight bench.
I just did that today, you know.
See, I could tell. I ain't seen a dumbbell. I ain't seen a dumbbell in 5 years, man. I'm good, man.
Well, you got one right to your left.
Come on, Mike. We got to tighten up, Mike. We got to get
out
the
XL
tight.
So, Donovan, knowing what you know, watching how they play, seeing how their season's evolved, they have four games left. If you had a bet how the rest of the season goes, what do you think happens?
I'm going to say this. Now, the Raiders game, it could be a get-back mentally game. It could be one of those games that'll fool you. All of a sudden, we throw for 300. You know, we have over 500 total yards of offense. It can be that type of game against the Raiders. Or it could just continue to spiral, and we still have no answers. But I tell you, if we play the way we're supposed to play against the Raiders, the Buffalo Bills game will be the telling tale for what this team will end up doing come playoff time. Because we either have to have momentum going into that Buffalo Bills game, or it's going to be a somber moment where we're trying to figure things out the second game of the season. And it just doesn't end well for us.
All right, Donovan. Well, season was going all right. We didn't. We don't like the three losses in a row. We got to do something about this. Hopefully, man, if we lose to the Raiders,
I quit.
Hold it.
I quit, Five. If we lose to the Raiders, I'm out, man. I'm out.
If we play well, if we play well, we can't overly get too excited. You know what I'm saying?
No, right. No. Trust me.
Games like that are games where it's kind of like the get-back game, where, everybody else has played well. But if we play well, now what does that do for our offense? But I'll say this. We need to find Devontae a lot more than what we have been in the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
I agree. It looked like he was on his way to a career year.
Yeah.
You know?
What happened?
Yep. AJ. That's what happened.
Well, I can tell you. I can see what happened, but, yep. You know, we'll see.
All right, Donovan. We'll talk to you
all
next
right,
week.
All right, brother.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, now you guys take it easy.
All right, there it is, the great Donovan McNabb. You know,
Devontae, 114, 49, 183, 84, 69, 8. Poor
guy. So Donovan brought it up, and this seems to be there's a very, very slow come-to-Jesus moment happening here with, like, why the offense is structured the way that it is. And we're in the last stages of it. I get it. I understand. But, like, the talking point today is – look at the numbers with them under center, and I think he only threw two passes with them under center. And then look at the numbers with them in shotgun. He's not going to be an under the center quarterback. You are a quarterback under center. That is, you're turning your back to the defense, and it's timing. Because it is drop back, fake the handoff, look, throw.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom. It's just, and there's a lot of quarterbacks that don't like doing it. Right? Like even some of the better, Phillip Rivers, who we talked, Phillip Rivers like being a shotgun. Mm-hmm. You know, some guys just like being a shotgun. Some guys aren't comfortable being under center. And that's the McVay whole thing, right? I mean, that's the McVay offense, being under center. But that is for pure passers. I'm sorry. He has never been good at the timing thing. And I think he is at a disadvantage because of his height, because of the middle of the field. And I just don't think
Even know if I can give him that excuse.
Breeze never had an
issue. The height thing.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can give him that excuse.
I'm trying to.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, there's been quarterbacks. Like, Dak isn't the biggest person in the world.
An
inch taller.
Right,
Even five was, like, 6'2". Like,
yeah, he wasn't giant.
I mean?
He wasn't
6'5".
I mean,
yeah.
Baker's, what, 6 foot?
Yes. No, yeah. He's just, that timing part of it has never been what he's good at. And I don't think, because you see this small sample size, and of course, running the ball out of under center is better, but if they know you're going to run the ball every time you're under center, then you're taking away a lot of the advantage of what's happening there, and nobody's going to buy that you're going to, like, they know you're going to run the ball. So I just don't buy that this small sample size of, well, look at what's happening under center. Again, I think there's a world of there's a big gap between genius offensive coordinator and total idiot.
Yeah.
I don't think Kevin Petullo is a genius. I also don't think he's a total idiot. So I don't think he looks at that small sample and says, you know what, nah. We could do that all game. It would work just fine, but I'm choosing not to do it.
Yeah.
I think they're not doing it because he's not comfortable doing it.
Well, and he's pressing now.
Well, that
he's
too.
Pressing. Like they've gone from somehow being a unified team, particularly on the, speaking of this offensive side of the football, to being a team that is split up. You know, you got your offensive line, you got your skill guys, and then you got the quarterback. Right? And then you got the play caller. And, you know, we went from being 8-2. Think about this. We went from being 8-2 and unhappy with being 8-2 because of the way the offense looked, to AJ again complaining about the way the offense looked, to us starting to press as an offense ever since. And we're 0-3 since then. We're 0-3 since then. You know, when they were 8-2, if the message was, listen, we're in this thing together, we're all working our butts off, you don't have tweets, you don't have passive-aggressive messages on streams and leaks from the building and all that nonsense because everybody's doing the CYA thing, then maybe you're not in a three-game spiral. Maybe there isn't a cloud over the team. You're 8-2, and you're complaining. You're unhappy. And I'm talking about the players. I ain't talking about fans.
Yeah.
Because fans can do what they want to do. But they allowed the noise to get inside the building, and it was coming from the building.
Yeah, the noise went from inside the building to outside the building, then back to in the building. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to do an AJ rant or anything of that, but you can't overlook the pressure he put on the offense, the pressure he put on the coaches, the pressure he put on Jalen to get him the ball. And it's been like that multiple times. The Tampa game looked like a flawless offense in the first half. What happens? We come out in the second half, we're trying to force the ball to AJ. We don't even complete a pass in the second half of the game. Rams game, he's not getting targets. They come out at halftime, now we're going to hurry up offense, we're going to get AJ the ball, this, that, and the other. Like, this stuff has gone on. This stuff has gone on, and a lot of it is triggered by them. Again, we're sitting at 8-2, coming off two difficult wins. On the road at Green Bay, at home against Detroit. I get it. They weren't pretty, but they were tough games. What we did was say the offense don't look good enough, such and such not getting the ball. This is what we got to do. And now Jalen is in a position where he has to carry the offense. There's no reason in a one-possession game last night, for the majority of the game, he needs to throw the ball 40 times. Now, I'm just saying. Like, they're going to have to figure this thing out, man. Either they have just exposed what he's not and they got a better plan, or they had better figure out a way to nurture who he is and protect that. Because that last night was inexcusable.
And to go back to the AJ thing, because a lot of the defense of what AJ did is people saying, well, he was right.
Yeah.
But there is a big difference between saying the offense isn't where we want it to be, we got to work as a collective to get better, and what he did.
Yeah.
They're just different things. And Saquon said the offense isn't where we need it to be. It was different. You know, like even Jalen saying it's not where we want it to be. Sirianni saying it's not.
Yeah.
They're very, very different between what he said and the – why he was saying it,
yep,
compared to what they were saying, you know?
Yeah.
And I wonder with their reaction to it, if they made their choice.
Seems like it.
As an organization.
Yeah.
You know? They said, moving forward, you know what? We want him. We're not so sure about him. We're going to.
Yeah.
I wonder if they made their choice.
Yeah. Certainly looked like they were in support of AJ. Just call it how we see it.
Yeah.
Right? There's no reports about anyone else coming out of the building from a negative standpoint other than Jalen Hurts. He won't do this. He won't do that. There's nothing negative coming out of that building about anybody else.
Not one thing about AJ.
Right.
Not one thing about a player being upset that AJ did that.
And not even really much about Petula or Sirianni.
Nope.
No.
Not from inside there. Like, no. On the outside, you hear the noise.
Of course. But sourced stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this sourced stuff about Jalen not wanting to run and the offense, they're limited in what they can do. I'm telling you, we were 8-2, and now we're 8-5.
And they never were accepting. We complain about wins a win.
Yes.
Me and Spike, you're always a wins a win guy.
Yeah.
The problem was they complained about a win.
Yes.
Whereas Brady and Belichick for 20 years, they didn't win by 30 every single week.
You think Belichick cared if he won 17-9?
He actually probably got a little...
A little tingle.
Yeah.
His most gratifying Super Bowl was that 13-3 Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's like, this is football.
Yeah.
This is what my daddy taught me back at the Navy.
Yeah, Belichick was not upset about that.
No. No, he's miserable.
Yeah, but he's always miserable.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Would you be?
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will talk about some of
that. I forgot about that aspect of Belichick.
Well, thank God. I mean, it has calmed down. We haven't seen much about Jordan recently.
Oh, we never played the Cam Jurgens stuff, did we?
No.
We never played that. All right. We will play that coming up next, what Cam said after the game. Cam will be here at Chickies and Pete's for the Players Lounge tonight at 7. The Jordan Mailata Show is here at Chickies and Pete's at 6 with Elliot Shore Parks and myself. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly on Packer Avenue. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, Philly, fast, reliable internet can be yours when you switch to Fios. For a limited time, combine Fios home internet and one line of mobile for just $69.99 a month. Get unlimited welcome for $50 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees when you bring home your phone. And you can add Fios 300 Mbps for $19.99 a month with auto pay, mobile plus home discount, and bonus discount. Visit your greater Philly area Verizon store today to get this limited time offer and switch to their reliable 100% fiber optic network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.